Track 59.
This week on Catwalk Talk, we look at one of the biggest names in fashion, Ralph Lauren. Allison Martin, you were lucky enough to go to Ralph Lauren's 40th anniversary party last week.
Oh, yes. The cream of American society came to pay their respects. The guests included Robert De Niro and Dustin Hoffman, politicians such as the mayor of New York, supermodels, and top designers like Donna Karan.
Lauren had good reason to celebrate. In the last few years, he has opened stores around the world, from Tokyo to Moscow to Milan, and his company has grown into a multi-billion dollar business. The name Ralph Lauren is a household word. He must be very rich.
His own personal wealth is estimated at $4 billion, and he has homes in New York, Colorado, and Jamaica. He also has world-famous collections of vintage automobiles and wristwatches.
Was his family wealthy?
Absolutely not. Lauren's life story is a tale of rags to riches. He was born in New York, the son of immigrants from Belarus, his father a house painter, his mother a pianist.
So how did it all begin?
In high school, he helped to make ends meet by selling ties to his classmates. He left college after 2 years, before completing his studies, and spent 2 years in the army. He then worked as a salesman before his career took off.
And that was when he opened his first store? I read that he began by selling ties that he'd designed himself.
Yes, and since then he's never looked back.
How do you explain his incredible success?
During his years at college, Lauren studied business, not fashion, and it's this, perhaps, that sets him apart from other fashion designers. There's nothing especially fashionable or modern about his designs, but he had a good eye for clothes and an even better business sense.
Lauren's most famous brands are, of course, Polo and Polo Sport, and his clothes are worn by everyone, from President Sarkozy of France to rappers and boxers.
Don't forget that Lauren doesn't only sell clothes. He sells a complete lifestyle. You can now drink from Ralph Lauren glasses, eat from Lauren plates, and even sleep in Lauren sheets.
Now in his 60s, Lauren has it all. He says he doesn't want to be too successful. But that kind of success would be fine with me.